Okay.
All right, there.
Can everyone see my screen?
Yeah, it's up.
Yeah.
Okay, super. All right, David.
All right. All righty. I'm going to call our meeting to order at 1:02. I'll do a roll call. So, David Frankston, I am here. Kelly Wiley?
I'm here.
Steve Frary?
I'm here.
All righty. We are all here. So, can I get a motion to adjourn to closed session?
So moved.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All righty. I'll call the vote. I vote aye. Steve?
I vote aye.
And Kelly?
Aye.
All righty. Vote is unanimous. We are going to go to closed session, and everyone should have the number.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. See you on the other side. I think we're waiting for Steve. I don't see Steve back in just yet.
Hi, guys. Steve back in.
All right. Fantastic. And Kelly, you're here, yes?
Yes.
All right. Kurt, you're good?
I'm trying to launch right now, so if you just give me a second or two.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to drop off and then try to log right back in. So stand by.
Stand by.
I think. David, can you still hear me right now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I just got a question. Okay, I see that there. Okay, I think I am back there.
All right. Yep. I see your screen coming up.
Give me a second here. Thank you. Okay, I think we are right where we need to be.
All right. Thank you. I'll go ahead and get started. So we're going to reconvene our special meeting. No action was taken during closed session. So we'll go right into 6.1, restated articles of incorporation. Consideration approval of the amended name change for restated articles of incorporation. Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Kelly. Can I get a second?
Steve, second.
All right. Thank you, Kurt.
Oh, thank you, David. Well, again, welcome, board members. Yeah, it's exciting to say that, you know, when our journey began, back in the day, we were the Northern California Charter Collaborative, and that was approved by this board on April 12, 2019. And we've learned through working with our legal counsel that the articles we have, that they don't need to be revised because we have submitted something called a Certificate of Amendment of Articles of Incorporation. And that was filed with the Secretary of State on October 9, 2019. And what it does is a mechanism to really allow us to go ahead and make that the change. And since that was the only change that was made was the name, that's all we need to do. So we're in good standing with the Secretary of State. And again, your backup information, that document is there.
All righty, thanks. Questions for members, Kelly?
No questions.
All right, Steve?
No, good, David. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ben. I will call for the vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
Passes unanimously. 6.2, corporate bylaws. Consideration and approval of the amended name change for corporate bylaws. Can I get a motion for approval?
So moved.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second?
Okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
Sorry.
Yeah, Kelly got the second. And Kurt, your comments?
Yeah, again, very similar. We know as we're making that change from Northern California Charter Collaborative to California Pacific Charter School, we've submitted our bylaws to the legal counsel and would like to go ahead and recommend that these are approved.
All righty, thank you. Kurt, questions? Kelly?
No questions.
Steve?
No, I'm good, Dave. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I'll call for the vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
All right, thank you. Passes unanimously. 6.3, conflict of interest code. Consideration and approval of the amended name change for conflict of interest code. Can I get a motion for approval?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Kelly. Can I get a second?
Steve, second.
All righty. Kurt?
Yeah, very similar item 6.2. We know as we look at this name change, we submit our documents to our legal counsel, and then it's been updated to reflect the California Pacific Charter Schools.
All right, thank you. Any questions, Kelly?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Steve?
No, thank you.
All right, I'll call for the vote. I vote aye. Kelly?
Aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
All right, passes unanimously. That'll take us to 7.1, appointment of new board members. Do we need a motion at this point, Kurt,
yeah,
or
I would go ahead
go to you?
No, I go ahead and get a motion.
Get a motion?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. Can I get a motion for the amendment of new board members? Appointment of new board members, my apologies.
So moved, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second?
I will second.
Alrighty, now, Kurt, I will
talk
back to you.
Yeah, this is a real exciting time as we look at California Pacific Charter School. As we continue to have that high level of performance, look at the gold standard, look for people that we feel are going to be good additions to our team. And over the past couple of months, I've had a wonderful opportunity to meet Richard Sandetta. And Ricky is really right down the street from Guerneville. She's in Forestville. And I had the opportunity to actually meet her in her home. I got to know her and her passion for serving the community, for running the business, meeting her husband. And it was just great to sit down and break bread. And lo and behold, we started talking about some of the work that I'm doing. And as soon as we started talking about children and charter schools, she literally just perked up right away and, you know, kind of planted that seed. And since that initial meeting, we've continued to collaborate, and as we've seen all the issues and situations with COVID-19, I get a sense that Ricky is there to fight for all of our students in a very good way, but very, very extensive background in the area of Sonoma. She's a known quantity. She's done great work in surrounding areas with internships. She's, again, served on a school board. And I think everything that I continue to learn about her and her persona and her excellence and her family, I think this would be a great addition. And I would really, without any hesitation at all, highly recommend that the board consider appointing Ricky Trombetta to our board.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. I will go over and go each board member, see if there's any questions. So, Steve, I'll put it over to you first.
No, just some input. I had a conference call with her, and really wonderful. And I think the ties up there, and Ricky that the one bipartisan part, the fact that they're successful, that is just one other star in the cap. But she comes with a lot of passion. It is going to be a really tremendous asset to the organization. So I concur with everything what Kurt said, and I really support that.
Thank you, Steve. Kelly, questions?
No questions, but those are two pretty strong recommendations.
All right, thanks, Kelly. And then for myself, I would give a strong recommendation as well, having met Ricky on a call and hearing all about her and her past and also her passion in education. So I think this would be a great thing. So with that, I will call for the vote. I vote aye. Steve?
I vote aye.
And Kelly?
Aye.
All right, passes unanimously. Congratulations and welcome to Ricky.
Yeah.
After those accolades, I hope I can live up to your expectations.
Ricky, I'm sure you will.
Yeah. Ricky, anything you want to add?
I'm really looking forward to working with all of you. You know, as I told Kurt, I believe it was yesterday, just the synergy and the energy, the positive energy that you folks have, makes me really excited to have this opportunity to work with you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, welcome aboard. We're excited to work with you, too. Okay, that'll take us to 7.2, acceptance of resignations. Can I get a motion for approval?
So moved, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Can I get a second?
I will second.
All right, thank you. Kurt?
Yeah, thank you so much, David. Well, David, we know that you've done exceptional work serving as our president, and I know that as we're creating a new sixth nonprofit, our charter services organization, again, as I said in our previous meeting, that we did an international search, and lo and behold, right in our backyard, there was Dr. David Franklin to fill in that role as our new CEO. And we definitely, it was unanimous that people want you. They're looking forward to working with you. We want to set you up for success. And knowing there's a great amount of work in front of you, I will support your request to resign. That would be effective May 14th, 2020. And David, again, we want to thank you for everything that you've done. So that's the first resignation. Also, Steve Frary, Steve is always a team player, and Steve has got a wealth of knowledge throughout the state, and he's very, very well connected. We thought the best thing to do is looking at everything that we want to continue to do, show transparency and clarity with our agencies and our authorizing districts, that Steve is going to go ahead and step down from this board. That would also be effective May 14th, 2020. So in the meantime, I am going to go ahead and contact someone that I've been in touch with who would be a great asset to fill in that, and I hope to be able to come to the board meeting on the 14th, and at that point, go ahead and have the board consider appointing a third board member. I think that's the best thing that we can do, and then on item 7.3, David, maybe we just hold off and table that. So Just wanted to provide this information for everyone.
All right. Thank you. Steve, thoughts, comments?
No, just been a real pleasure. A little bit sad because it's seeing something on the launching pad, and there it is. But it really, I've always felt wherever I've been in my career, I like to leave it in a better place when I leave than when I walked in. And when I walked in, it was really starting up. So thank you for everything all the dedication and Dana Peterson up there, and I really thank our new board member coming aboard. I did mention to Kurt, if there's any snags and you can't get somebody, I would help out in passing the torch beyond the 14th if that's needed. But otherwise, I just wish everyone continued success. I will keep an eye on you. And if I can help you in the future or anything, please just don't hesitate to contact me.
All right. Thanks so much, Steve. Kelly, comments? Questions?
I just want to thank the both of you. It's been my absolute pleasure to serve alongside the two of you, and then wish you both the best of luck in the next endeavor.
Awesome, thank you. Just echoing those sentiments, Steve, it's been a pleasure working with you on a couple boards, and you're helping getting this one up and running, and your expertise and experience has been invaluable. For this board and for myself. Kelly, it's been a great thing to have you on this board as well. And your expertise and everything, I know your experience is really going to steady this board and continue it moving forward with all of your wonderful experience. And Ricky, I know you're going to do great things here, and I think you're a fabulous addition to this board. As I said in the other meetings, this definitely isn't goodbye. I'm switching over to a different role within the organization, and I will still be calling on you. I will still be asking you questions, asking you for support and guidance as I step into this new exciting role. But just thank you to everyone for the past year. It's been a real pleasure and an honor to serve as your board president. So thank you so much. And with that said, I will call for the vote. So I vote aye. Steve?
I vote aye.
And Kelly?
With a heavy heart, I vote aye.
All right. So we are going to be tabling 7.3 for our next meeting. So that'll take us to adjournment. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I vote. I motion to receive.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Can I go second?
I will second.
Thank you. I will call for the vote. I vote aye. Steve?
I vote aye.
And Kelly?
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned at 1:28 p.m. Thank you so much, everyone. We'll see you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good job, Kelly.
Thank you.
Good job,
Ricky. Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.